a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready?
What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This,
indeed you are, Paul,
is...
It's in my hand, Paul!
Fan Effect.
I am Dog, and this makes me squirrel! I am warning you.
This morning, one of Pixar's most beloved furry friends gets his own show.
Oh, this is great. Joining us to break down what to watch this weekend, Andy Farnsworth of KSL News Radio and KSL's Fan Effect Podcast.
I love the way he talks. That little color.
That squirrel is so moment cute. Is just everywhere now. Everybody says that.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to do it here, too.
Okay.
Oh.
Squirrel.
Guys, we got some good choices for families this weekend, or just grown-ups, including a feel-good musical about 9/11 I'll tell you about in a second. But first, let's start with a remake of a memorable TV show. Those of you who were around watching TV back in 1989 might remember Doogie Howser, M.D., a show about a genius kid in Los Angeles who becomes a doctor at age 16. Well, Disney Plus is rebooting the show and changing things up a little bit. In Doogie Kamealoha, M.D., we meet 16-year-old Lahela Kamealoha, I think, played by Peyton Elizabeth Lee. She's a girl in Hawaii who loves to surf and is looking forward to her first high school dance. She's also a child genius who got a perfect SAT score at age 6, graduated college at 10, and got her medical license before she got her driver's license. Now she's a teenage doctor at the hospital where her mother is her supervisor, and she takes care of patients who are always surprised and disbelieving when she walks in. But though Dr. Kamealoha knows her medical stuff, she's still learning how to balance her budding medical career with being a teenager. You know, learning to drive, spending time with friends, worrying about boys, grumbling about curfews, and all that other fun stuff we remember being glad to be done with. The show definitely has a Pacific Island feel to it, straight down to a ukulele version of the classic Doogie Howser theme that plays during the opening credits. It's not a sequel, but it does acknowledge the original series in the show. Her co-workers explain in one scene that they call her Doogie because of the old TV show. Now, I will say, though, having watched the original back in the day, that as a 14-year-old, I thought a teenage doctor was completely plausible. Now that I'm a parent of a teenager, no way. Even if they are smart enough, they lack emotional maturity to handle what that job would entail, which, ironically or not, the first episode actually highlights. Nevertheless, the show could be something fun to watch together as a family. Doogie Kamealoha, M.D. is rated TVPG, and there was nothing objectionable in it. The first episode is available now, and new ones arrive each Wednesday on Disney+. Now, staying with Disney+, that new series of animated shorts from Pixar called Doug Days also premiered this month. Hey, remember that dog in Up? You know, I talked about the one with the collar that allowed him to talk squirrel. Well, it's very... This very short series continues Doug's adventures with Carl, voiced for one final time by the late Ed Asner. In the opening credits, we find out what they did after coming home on the blimp at the end of the movie. They bought a house. Now Doug experiences life as a house pet, encountering new smells, new sounds, an actual squirrel who becomes his nemesis, even watching someone else's puppies. All the while happily narrating everything out loud as he goes along. It was cute and funny, and the five episodes were only 9 to 12 minutes each. Your kids will love it, and you know what? You probably will, too. Doug Days is rated TVPG, and again, all episodes are already available on Disney+. Now, for the grown-ups comes a new comedy based on a true story that Dan Spindle, you may remember from your days as a reporter in Phoenix. It's called Queen Pins, and it's about a bored and frustrated suburban woman named Connie, played by Kristen Bell, and her best pal JoJo, played by Kirby Howell-Baptiste. After eating a box of stale cereal, Connie fires off a letter to the corporate conglomerate and gets an apology along with a freebie coupon. She finds out that anytime someone sends an angry letter, the company sends a free coupon. So she and JoJo figure out a way to get thousands of those freebie coupons at a time, launching an illegal coupon club scheme that ends up earning them massive profits while giving deals to fellow coupon clippers and costing the corporations millions of dollars. On their trail is a local supermarket chain loss prevention officer played hilariously by Paul Walter Hauser and a determined U.S. Postal Inspector played by Vince Vaughn, who are not going to let these queen pins of pink collar crime get away with it. The movie had some absolutely hilarious moments. And interestingly enough, the loss prevention officer supposedly lives here in Salt Lake City, which was a fun little surprise. I was a little disappointed with how everything wrapped up, though. Queen Pins is rated R for language and is playing only in Cinemark theaters, but it will hit streaming on Paramount Plus on September 30th. And finally, since tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of 9/11, let me recommend the musical Come From Away on Apple TV Plus, the filmed version of the award-winning Broadway musical. Now, it tells the story of 7,000 people on 38 flights that were stranded in the small town in Canada of Gander, Newfoundland, after all the flights into the U.S. are grounded on September 11th, 2001. As the people of Newfoundland immediately and graciously welcome the come from aways into their community, the passengers and locals both try to process what's happened while forming unexpected and long-lasting bonds with each other. The cast is amazing, with everyone performing multiple roles. The choreography and the creative use of the stage is very impressive, and the songs were really catchy and emotional. The live performance was filmed in New York City, where the Broadway production is staged, for an audience which included 9/11 survivors and frontline workers. Come From Away is a reminder of how good humans can be to each other when we try. You won't be sorry that you watched it. It's rated TV-14, and it's only on Apple TV+. Now, if you'd like more details on these shows, head over to KSLTV.com. That's also where you'll find my other movie and streaming TV series reviews. A lot of choices.
That Broadway show.
That Come From Away was really good. Mm-hmm. I was really blown away by it.
Well, something that brings us all together on 9/11 and beyond are things like that. These musicals that tell stories, and we love to tell stories for you every day. So that's great. Andy, thanks.
Give that one a look this weekend if you can. You know, you got BYU Utah, but there's some other time this weekend that you'll have to watch.
Right. That's BYU Utah divides. This brings together.
Exactly.
Hey, Grant. Squirrel.
Squirrel. You know, our pup Rose, you know, if she could talk, she does the same thing. Sees one, boom, goes for it. So I think we'll have to show her the dog stuff.
Well, I never had dogs before. So now all of a sudden when I'm watching this, I'm like, holy cow, I get this now.
Yeah, right. That's what they're thinking. Squirrel.
Hey, thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful, and I invite you to check out my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV shows on KSLTV.com. I'll see you there.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.